All right, it's 93.7 WEEI. Rich, Ken, three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson. You can call us at 617-779-7937. We've been talking about how Drake May is all over the place as far as these rankings that are coming out, the respect that he's getting, the disrespect that he's getting. I'll tell you one place real quick where he's getting respect, and that is the sports betting websites. Ken, you sent this to us earlier. This is from Bet Online, one of the sports books there, and they've got all the quarterbacks, almost all of them, and they've got over-unders for passing yards predicted this year and touchdown passes and interceptions. And, man, there aren't many people that they're predicting to have a better season than Drake May. As a matter of fact, if you take a look at what they predict his passing yards is going to be, it's right now at over-under 3,800.5.
Oh, over all day.
So you, well, I
and
mean,
last year he was at 4,400. Yeah.
So, but I'm taking a look, and, like, there's maybe three people who are better than him. They've got Dak Prescott at almost 4,000. They've got Jared Goff at over 4,000, 4,099. Joe Burrow at 3,999. And Matthew Stafford. And that's it. And everyone else, they think that Drake May, those are the only people that they're thinking are going to have a better, more passing yards this season. Touchdown passes, they've got Drake May right now at 26.5. What was he last year?
31 last year.
Jeez.
31, eight INTs, I believe, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They've got him at...
Don't forget, he had like over 600 yards rushing, too.
I mean, yeah.
Which the guys in front of him right now, those Stafford and Goff, don't rush for 1 yard a season.
And 72% completion percentage, which was... There weren't many people knocking Drake May when he came out, but one guy who did was Merrill Hodge.
Oh,
and the one
yeah.
thing he talked about was his accuracy. Like, he's not going to succeed in this league.
Because of his accuracy.
And for him to complete 72% of his balls with not a top... Well, I guess Diggs was kind of a...
It wasn't like 10. He was just throwing swing routes into the flat.
Right, right.
They were deep down the ball.
Correct.
Down the field.
The only players that they've got are quarterbacks with higher TD passes predicted is Brock Purdy with 27.5, Dak Prescott with 27.5. And then Joe Burrow, they think, is going to have 32.5, which I think is by far the most.
And by the way, not to overkill with rankings, but the Jeremy Fowler receiver rankings were out today, and the only team that had two receivers in the top 10 were Dallas and Dak Prescott. They had CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, both top 10 receivers.
Sure.
So they're he's loaded.
So now you've got a guy who was second in the MVP voting, and on top of that, you've got people like this on our text line saying Drake had the third worst QBR in the playoffs in NFL history, played the third easiest regular season schedule for 2025 in NFL history, going to the 2026 season with the hardest regular season schedule. I love May, but he needs to prove it. I mean, he does make a decent point. He makes a decent point. You know, is it with that schedule, was it tough to be as good as he was? I think that obviously what he did was still impressive, but... Ted, I mean, when you hear something like that, it's a decent point.
Yeah, no, that's fine. And the people are going to keep saying that. I will go back to, did you see the conditions in the playoffs? Did any of the quarterbacks that you played against, how did they do in those games?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Including C.J. Stroud, who a couple years ago was kind of Drake May of a couple years ago. And I bought in. I was like, oh, man, C.J. Stroud.
Yeah. How did Justin Herbert do? The guy that is being that supposedly is better than him in a lot of these rankings. Look at the conditions. Factor in the injury. And that's what I would say about the playoffs and the soft schedule. Those are all valid points, but did they just win by the hair of their, chinny chin chin in those games, or did they blow teams out?
Well, Denver they did, but he had the signature run in the snow.
No, Denver was in the playoffs. I'm talking about the regular season
against the soft teams.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Did they annihilate teams did they just barely get by and wins and squeak out wins? They crushed teams.
They crushed teams.
So I get the soft schedule. I get the playoffs, but when you factor in those other, I think you can look at it more favorably for Drake.
I just think that he's somewhere in between. He's somewhere in between being the guy who was second in the MVP running, and I don't think that he's the second best quarterback by all means. I don't. I think that obviously there's a couple better.
Mm-hmm.
But I also am looking at some of these lists where they have him at number 61 in the NFL, like the 61st best player in the NFL, where he's got like Lane Johnson ahead of him by 20 places.
You're so upset by the Lane Johnson.
That made me laugh.
I mean, Lane Johnson is a good.
But he's like old. He's like 36 or something. Sure, he's fine. But Drake May was up for MVP.
But to be honest, if you're in Seattle, aren't you more upset that Sam Darnold gets no love whatsoever? And actually, Lamar, I think, gets more disrespected than Drake on a lot of these lists because some people are kind of bailing on Lamar. Not every list. Some people like him.
Mm-hmm.
But some people are out. I feel like Drake, if you put Drake in the top 10, it's not disrespect. It's understandable from a national point of view. To your point, Ted, a lot of people didn't watch these games as closely as we did.
All right, let's take Josh Allen, let's take Matthew Stafford, and maybe even Patrick Mahomes out of it. and I'm going to name a quarterback, and you tell me if they're overrated or underrated, okay? Because you know, this is one of those times where everyone's got an opinion. Joe Burrow.
Overrated.
Overrated. I'm with you. Absolutely.
I love him. I'd have fourth right now. Fourth best. Drake third, Burrow four.
Got to stay healthy. And also, he's, you know, I mean, he's been inconsistent. Lamar Jackson.
I'd have him fifth. I think he's being overrated, but I think he, based on this, I think he's underrated.
I think he's underrated.
I think so, too. Dak Prescott.
Overrated.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Justin Herbert.
Way overrated.
He's like top five or six in a lot of these
overrated.
Lists.
Most overrated sure. player in this century.
Justin Herbert.
In pro sports, Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert?
Yes.
Wow. Jared Goff. Underrated.
He's kind of...
I'd say...
He had a 105.5 rating last year, so right it's tough to say like he's terrible, but...
You play in a dome. Yep. And his career got off. I mean, the last part of his career has been better. I mean, the first part, not so good. But so I'd say he's kind of right where he needs.
Yeah, I agree. He's kind of right there.
Caleb Williams.
Overrated.
Now, see, you love Caleb Williams.
I don't love Caleb Williams. I thought
the highlights are enticing.
The highlights have been amazing, and he now has an OBJ play, a play that is his signature play that kids are going to mock and they're going to do, and I think that is going to make people's impression of him that he is a better player than he actually is. That stand-up throw or the jump pass that he did is amazing. And as a matter of fact, they had him recreate it for the new Madden cover. Mm-hmm. And being a Madden alone means you're going to suck this year. So, yes, I would say he is overrated. He's fun to watch. I absolutely love, and I love how people hate him too. Like, there's a lot of people who just can't stand the guy. You're one of those guys.
Man. Yeah. Jalen Brown and Caleb Williams.
Yeah,
huh?
You know what? That's very similar.
And Belichick.
Yeah. Is it the fingernail thing? Because he came out with that.
Yeah, he cried in his mom's arms, man. Come on, man.
So did Erling Haaland, though, when they won. He was crying. I mean, you didn't rip him.
And then his dad wanted ownership in the team that he was drafting him. Come on, settle down, you guys.
All right, let's go Brock Purdy. Underrated.
I think he's overrated.
I think overrated.
It's shocking how many times he pops up on these lists.
Yeah, he's just a system guy. I can't imagine him being very good in another system. I'd put him
behind Bo Nix, Trevor Lawrence, Hurts. I think Hurts is kind of underrated now. Somehow he's fallen off.
Okay.
I know A.J. Brown doesn't like him or whatever, but... He's good. The guy's a winner.
I don't think he's as good as some people think, though.
Okay,
I'll give you one more underrated. Baker Mayfield.
Ooh,
I think Baker's underrated.
Mago was talking about seeing the new quarterback thing on Netflix is out, and they have some Baker mic'd up action, and he's like ripping his teammates left and right. So I'm kind of curious to watch that. Mm-hmm. It sounds like he's a real a-hole.
He's kind of
practice.
A douchebag. Yeah, yeah.
So that, but I like him. I think he's underrated.
He's a douchebag, but I think that he plays hard enough that his players teammates respect mm-hmm. him.
What about Jordan Love? I think he's overrated almost to Herbert levels. But maybe I just don't see him enough, and maybe he's better than I think.
That's a good call.
I'd say overrated a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think he's a little bit overrated. But I think there's definitely potential there, man. I mean, he lost his best weapon, his tight end, last year.
Most underrated is Joe Milton, who you continue to mock despite meeting him at the Super Bowl.
I talked to my friends down in Dallas. They can't stand a guy.
Wait till he gets in and lights up the world. Guy. Dak's going to get hurt. Milton's going to go 14-2 this year. It's going to be glorious.
Fraud, I think, was the word that was used a lot to describe him.
Fraud? You talked to him. You had him on Radio Row Week.
He was
charming.
I didn't call him out, did I?
No. Back down. Slurped it up like soup.
Ted, what are you going to go after him? No. I didn't want to be disrespectful. If our guest is sitting there live in front of me, I would be very respectful.
Sure. But I mean, I'm sure that you've brought up some things the guests are sitting across from you, and you've done it in a respectful way.
Criticism like that. Yeah, that's my style. I can't go at him.
Of course. I'm with you, though, but there's been players that I've been like so tough on, and then I meet him, and I'm like, you're an all right guy.
I used to be tough on J.J. Watt a little bit, call him a little fraudy, you know, because he was doing a lot of his self-promotioning.
Hardo.
Dude, and then we had him on, and all he did was love me up. J.J. Watt's the greatest football player I've ever seen. Are you kidding me? This guy's the best.
It's true. It's right. I've interviewed J.J. Watt before, and he's very personable, and he's a good dude when you're talking to him, but then you see him in like Hard Knocks. He's like, bring the camera over here. Watch me flip these tires. I'm the only one sticking around and signing these autographs. All these other jacks are out here just like going and taking their showers, and then afterwards, I'm going to hit you with a jugs machine just over and over, and then I'm going to hit the sled just while the camera... Don't leave, cameraman. Don't leave.
I thought he'd have like a bigger post NFL career. I thought he'd be a movie star. I thought he's got that kind of a charm.
He's still on TV though. He's hanging in there.
Yeah, he does. Is he a studio guy?
I think he's still in the studio.
He does do studio stuff, but he hasn't kind of like during that. It was like a hurricane that they had in Houston, and it was like
51 inches of
water. A warning was like, do not leave your house. It will put these first responders in jeopardy. Do not make them have to go save you. And he put on Instagram, screw the tornado. I'm coming out. I'm a hurricane. I'm going to work
really?
Out. Yeah, and he had a picture of him like walking into the workout like through a big puddle. I'm like, you jacks. That was for. You're like, you absolute jerk. What are you doing that, putting these people in danger?
He did have a hard O. He was a hard O the first 5-6 years, and then he's mellowed out now, man. Now he's much more likable.
Yeah. No, I do. You're right. I've kind of switched on him. Absolutely. All right. 617-779-7937. We'll be back in 2 minutes. And then when we get back, we have been talking about Jaylen Brown and him heading to the Sixers and whether or not this could have been the best thing that could happen to the Celtics. There's a lot of articles written now about how the Celtics are going to be a better team statistically. But to me, I don't even think it's about the Celtics. I think it's about the disaster that is waiting for us with the 76ers. And there is one more element that could add to that. The one thing that everyone in the NBA seems to be waiting for could make things even worse in Philadelphia. We'll get to that in just 2 minutes.